This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
More dirt and spray.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like
night.
A great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fisher III, Rashad Taylor here with you. Today, the rest of the day, the last couple hours, and one more day, Jason Swigard rolling with us as well. And now you know, Rashad, about Jason Swigard's bowling.
There
exploits.
It is. Yeah. There it is. What are you, probably like a nice 200 bowler somewhere, 220?
I think the highest average I had when I was, I finished 1 year close to 190.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, man, I'm like, look good to 115, 120. I was like, oh, man.
No bumpers?
No. Nah. Still looking for a 300 game. I haven't rolled a 300 game.
What's the best score?
290.
290.
Spare in the first frame and 11 straight strikes.
Oh, jeez.
Just absolutely locked in.
So, check it out, fellas. If you're bowling, there's two movies about bowling that are just phenomenal, obviously.
Kingpin.
That's number one.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen a movie called The Gutter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Big Lebowski.
Is that really about bowling, or
it's bowling adjacent?
It's bowling adjacent, because if that's the case, then the Big Lebowski is tied for number one.
I thought you were going to say Alley Cat Strike.
Bowling is a constant theme.
That's an awesome movie. That's number three. But go watch The Gutter. It is the funniest movie about bowling that I may have ever seen, with the exception of Kingpin.
How about this Alley Cat Strike? It was one of those Disney Channel original
movies. I
loved
Alley Cat Strike.
DCOM, baby.
Yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco was in that.
I think she's a kid.
I think so, yeah. And I don't think it was her character, but I know one of the characters in it at the end, she ends up winning the bowling tournament by doing the bowling trick where she puts the ball down at the front of the lane,
and spins it,
and then just guides it down. And it takes like a whole minute for the ball to finally get to the pins and somehow knocks all of them down.
Listen, I was in high school for Alley Cat Strike. I used to watch that all the time on Disney Channel. Love that movie.
Disney Channel original movies, man. They were
goated.
It was a vibe.
They're goated.
You had to be there.
They're goated.
You had to be there.
I tell my son all the time, just Disney Channel in general, Like, we know now that it was some lot of creepy stuff going on at Disney and Nickelodeon. At the time, we didn't know. But even Stevens, I remember when I first saw that show and I saw Shia LaBeouf for the first time, I said, this kid's going to be a star. You can tell.
What are some other good ones? Oh, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. Remember that one?
You know, honestly, I mean,
Halloween Town.
I was more of a Nickelodeon
Johnny
guy.
Johnny Tsunami?
I was a Nickelodeon guy. So
I'm both.
Yeah, I mean, see, for me, like, Disney wasn't really a thing that we did growing up, but
Motocross, The Luck of the Irish. I mean, there were some good ones, man. Double Teamed, which was
that's a Disney movie?
That's a Disney movie. That's
that's the girls' basketball one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, we gotta figure out a different different name.
Brink? Do you remember Brink?
The skating movie.
Oh, dude.
The rollerblading movie, right?
Yes.
Yes. I remember all these movies, but like I said, I was always a Nickelodeon guy.
I definitely was too. But, I mean, again, DCOM, you had to be there.
Yeah.
Smart House? Boy, if that wasn't
don't know that
of,
one.
If that wasn't ahead
what's
of its
the
time.
What's the one with the Tia and Tamara, the twins, where they their little brother's in it and one of them turns like 70 years old?
Oh, I don't know which one that one's. Twitches? Cheetah,
sure.
Cheetah Girls?
Well, Cheetah Girls is one of those ones, man.
Cheetah Girls, Cheetah
I didn't watch it,
Cheetah
but
Sisters?
Like, yeah. All the girls were on Cheetah Girls.
DCOM, again, it was a vibe. It was a vibe. Just had to be there.
Tell my son all the time, there was a thing called SNCC, Saturday Night Nick.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And, man, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Classic.
Which is one of the greatest shows of all time. And all that, like a kid's sketch comedy show that was like SNL, like that was a reason to stay home on Saturday night.
All that. That.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully the Ducks are all that on Thursday. See what I did there?
I love what you did.
Saw a little segue. As they take on Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. The Ducks have landed also. The Ducks were in flight. They migrated south, and they are in Miami. They are in Dade County. Dusty Hara with them as well.
Don't venture to the wrong neighborhood. You got a lot of nice Duck stuff on.
What are you talking about?
Do you know anything about... You've been to Miami?
Miami's beautiful.
Have you ever been?
No.
Okay. So you're right. There are some parts... You've been to Miami, Swag?
No, I've been to Orlando. I've been to Vero Beach.
Okay, so check it out.
Been to South Beach.
Give you a little bit of context. Miami Beach, beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of Dade County that's beautiful. Once you turn a couple corners, you end up in some pretty legit hoods over there. We got a lot of nice Oregon Jordan brand stuff that will get taken really, really fast over there. So there are certain parts of Dade County that you want to stay far away from. There are other certain parts that, you want to frequent Miami Beach. Yeah, frolic. Don't turn that corner.
I'm sure it's all just a big misunderstanding. That's what I'll say if I end up in the wrong neighborhood. Fellas.
Look. Let's start over. Yeah.
I think we got off on the wrong foot.
What's your name? I'm Joe. Run it, Joe, is what they're going to say to you.
Well, Ducks, Red Raiders, man. Adam Lichtenstein, who is actually from Miami because he reports for South Florida Sun Sentinel. He's absolutely right as far as, like, I think everybody just wants this thing to kick off. I cannot wait two more days. Actually, we are 2 days and 1 hour away from kickoff.
Here we go.
For this game. I am extremely excited. There's definitely part of me where, like, the Duck fan in me is coming out with this matchup that I'm just like, we can't have Texas Tech winning this game and being a Final Four team. Like,
that'd be weird, right?
What Oregon went through last year, being in this spot and getting the belt to ass whooping that they got. I mean, the national championship games. It's like Oregon has been through a lot of different experiences to try and get there, and you're gonna let just Texas Tech waltz in with all these
first
transfers,
time.
All this oil money, first time, and get a dub and then go on to the Final Four? Absolutely not. I feel the same way about Indiana, too. The Indiana story is great, all right? They're number one in the country. They're undefeated. Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza. It's all great. The fun stops now, okay? The Texas Tech story is great. I think the whole stat that's been getting thrown out that they are one of three teams all time to have 12 games that they've won by 20 points or more, I believe. It was LSU, that 2019 LSU team, and then 2018 Bama, who didn't win the championship but came damn close. Again, Texas Tech, they've had a great season. They have also had a pretty easy Big 12 schedule that they've had to go up against. But I always go back on this, is that if you're playing quote-unquote easy games, if you're playing teams that you're clearly better than them, you have gone out and you have not only beat them, you have beaten them handily. Their only loss coming from Arizona State, which they didn't have their quarterback Baron Morton for. This is a good Texas Tech team. I think talent-wise, across the board, offense, defense, Oregon is the better team. Oregon is favored for a reason. I am very intrigued to see how they're able to stop Jacob Rodriguez, how they're able to stop David Bailey, who has, I believe, 13 and a half sacks this year. This Texas Tech defense, it is no joke. You don't play this well throughout the season, again, and beat opponents like you're doing if you're a mediocre team. If you're, yeah, they're all right. They're a really good team.
Well, you're not impressed by the wins against Arkansas Pine Bluff? Or Arizona or Oklahoma State or any of those teams.
Oregon had to win against Oklahoma
State. So there you go. And so, but yeah, I'm right there with you. Just being from the Big 12 instantly, and it's not the Big 12 that we remember, right? Not the Big 12 from the past. So we do kind of look at that as like the way really we look at them now that we're in the Big 10. The way we used to look at the Pac 12. That's a cute little league that you're playing in, a cute little conference that you're in. But now, like you said, Joe, this should be where the fun stops. But Texas Tech has some incredible, incredible players on their team, obviously. Cameron Dickey is great. Caleb Douglas is great. Their quarterback, Morton, is good. You know, so they've got some pieces offensively that could give Oregon a bit of a headache. But for the most part, I just expect Oregon to establish the run. I expect Dante Moore to keep the ball away from that defense, which is actually very good. I think they lead the nation in takeaways, Texas Tech.
They're near the top.
Yeah, so
they don't lead.
So one of the best teams in the country as far as takeaways. So don't make mistakes and give them opportunities, second, third opportunities. Yeah. I think they'll be fine.
Well, the trick is to make sure that the offensive line can give Dante a pocket to step up in. When he can plant his foot and drive with his throws, that's when he's the most accurate. It's when he's backing up when there's traffic at his feet where he tends to airmail passes and get himself into trouble. I'll be very curious, and we'll know how focused Will Stein has been on the offensive game plan by how many things that look like wrinkles or stuff we didn't see during the regular season, because I think the key will be utilizing the aggressiveness of the Texas Tech front seven defense against them. Can he get them to overcommit? Will there be counters? Will we see reverses? Will we see two back sets? Will we see both De'Ara Hill and Noah Whittington in a split backfield so they can't try to guess which way things are going and force them to not be able to gang tackle and know where the play is going to? And so I'll be very curious. I think this will be a lot more of a coaching chess match.
I believe that too.
We're looking for all of the athleticism that's going to be on the field, making spectacular plays defensively for the Ducks. The key for them is tackling. Once they get to the ball carrier, they got to get them on the ground. They can't get second and third contacts before the Ducks get them to the turf.
Well, there's a couple things with this game that I'm intrigued about, especially on the offensive side for the Oregon Ducks. I want to get to that next here as we continue to preview this Orange Bowl matchup between Oregon and Texas Tech. We do that next. Dirt and Sprague, Rashad Taylor, Joe Fisher on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, Shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Talking Orange Bowl, Oregon Ducks, Texas Tech. Saw it on the YouTube chat as far as receivers for Oregon. Evan Stewart is the only one who has been ruled out. So, I mean, DeCorey Moore played against James Madison, so no reason to think that he wouldn't play. I haven't heard anything as far as regression goes from playing. Gary Bryant Jr. was playing. So, yeah, they'll have all their horses, sans Evan Stewart, which has been the case all year. Justice Lowe is not playing, but that's because he announced that he will be transferring.
Which hurt to hear.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, even with the injuries that they had this year, like, he wasn't getting a lot of reps, not getting a lot of playing time. So, I mean, hell, good for Oregon, right? It's like, you got depth, you got dudes, right? McClellan, he played great when he had it, when he was in there. Malik Benson, obviously, he'll be gone after this year. But he was great. I mean, you're going to have DeCorian Moore next year. Evan Stewart's going to come back next year. So, I mean, you look at it again, and it's just like, well, all right. And your reps are going to be limited even going into next year. So
some team's going to get a hell of a player with Justice Lowe.
Yeah.
If he's healthy.
And Kingston Lopa, defense back, he said he's going to transfer as well, so he will not be playing. Trey McNutt, who is questionable, but again, another player that hasn't played a whole lot this year. For Texas Tech, as far as injuries go, nothing that stands out that is too concerning for them. Jacob Rodriguez, their star linebacker, is probable. I wasn't aware that he was even, nursing anything, but he's gonna play. What I said going into leaving last time, going to this one, the thing that I'm most intrigued about is offensive line play for Oregon and Dante Moore. I mean, quarterback play, kind of an obvious one, but I am just intrigued to see how Dante Moore starts this game. There's been moments where he gets a little bit jittery to start the game. Maybe it's nerves. Maybe it's, just really excited to make something happen and misses some easy throws to start the game. And so the offense starts a little bit slower than you would like. And then offensive line play is going to be absolutely massive. I, I, I look at this as, this is, what did you learn from your test earlier in the season with Indiana? Because this Texas Tech team, they are going to throw everything at you. They are probably the best defense, maybe second best defense you have played all year long. And I think this is where the offensive line, the quarterback play have to be simpatico, have to be on the same page. And again, the coaching, you have to be ready for every scenario. There has to be constant communication on that offensive line of who you're picking up, being able to recognize the simulated pressures where guys are coming up to the line and then dropping off, where the stunts are coming from. That is going to be the biggest thing in this game, is how this offensive line, Oregon's offensive line, it's one of the best in the country. The Indiana game, that was a very concerning loss because you saw them and Dante both get confused and they were rattled and they weren't able to have their best game. And you're going up against a very good Texas Tech team that has dudes, has great athletes. Yeah. And so Swag mentioned in the last segment, it's like, this is going to come down to coaching too, is who's going to have the better game plan? Who's going to be able to draw and scheme things up? Texas Tech's defense, are they going to be able to win the day? Or is Oregon's offensive line and Dante Moore going to be up for the battle and be able to recognize what they're throwing at them and being able to give the counterpunch that shows, hey, you know what? You guys have a good game plan. We have one better, and they have the players to beat Texas Tech. It's a matter of, do they have the scheme? Do they have the discipline to be able to stay true to what they're doing and also what Texas Tech is throwing at them? That's going to be absolutely massive.
This is a silly question probably, but Tosh LePoy, he's coaching this game. Still,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They're both coaching. Okay. They're both the coordinators are coaching through the playoff run.
Okay. Yes. So if I'm Tosh LePoy, number one question, where's David Bailey? Find him on the field, figure out how to stop him from every way. Like this, you mentioned this Texas Tech defense is really, really talented, especially their edge rusher, their star edge rusher, who has like 13 and a half sacks this season, has like 120 yards for loss during four sacks. Like, this offensive line has to hold up. They cannot make Dante Moore throw the ball before he wants to, or not be able to, like you mentioned, Swag, not be able to stand in that pocket and really deliver. This is why this offensive line is going to be the most important unit of this entire game, in my opinion, because I trust Oregon's defense more than I trust Texas Tech's offense. However, I think Texas Tech's defense is really, really elite. And so they need to be able to really establish the run, and whether it's multiple running backs, different looks, whatever. But I think just holding space for Dante Moore to be able to deliver the ball and get it to his playmakers on the outside, the DeCorian Moores, Sadiqs, the Kenyan Sadiqs of the world, like, that's where you're really going to thrive. So find Bailey. Figure out a way to keep him off of your quarterback, and then I think you'll be okay.
You mentioned an interesting part of it as far as the defensive unit goes for Oregon. I think they're going to come out extremely motivated based off of how the end of the James Madison game went. I think that was from a coaching standpoint, not exactly what you wanted, because you don't want your team to give up 30-something points and 500 yards to James Madison. But as far as from a motivation, being able to have your guys rally and being able to rise to the occasion of, do not let that happen again, and you cannot let that happen again against this Texas Tech team. Now, I will say the Texas Tech offense leaves a little bit to be desired. I think that there is a definite edge when it comes to Oregon's offense versus Texas Tech's Oregon's defense versus Texas Tech's offense. And that's where, I mean, that's where this game is hard to, like, you know, what's got to give, essentially, figure out, is Oregon's defense going to lay another dud? I highly doubt that's going to happen. And quite frankly, I just think that when you look at the matchup, like, they win that matchup. Oregon defense versus Texas Tech's offense, I'd give Oregon the check on defense all day long. I don't care what happened in James Madison. Yes, it was not encouraging, but you had eight guys play a career high in snaps in that game on the defensive side of the ball for Oregon. They were barely on the field. Oregon's offense was, which led to Oregon's defense being on the field a lot and probably being a little gassed by the time that second half came around. It comes down to, is Oregon's offense going to be able to outplay that Texas Tech defense? I think that is the key to this, is that if you win that matchup too, and yeah, it's Oregon all day long. I mean, it's Oregon by possibly 10 points. That I feel like Oregon's offense better than Texas Tech's offense.
Yes.
Oregon's defense able to hold up against that Texas Tech's offense. All things are, to me, are pointing that Oregon should win this game and that they are the more talented team. It's just, are you able to hold those stars on the Texas Tech defense in check? Are you able to ready to block anything they have coming at you schematically? And that's where Will Stein, the offensive line unit, Dante Moore, they got to be on their A game for this one.
Yeah,
because if you let that Texas Tech defense keep you in check and you're getting three and outs and you're making bad passes and you're not able to run the ball and Dante is then forcing the ball and there's turnovers happening, that's where Texas Tech is going to be able to just drag you down to that to their level offensively. And that's where they can win this game.
Yeah, I just truly think it's making sure you keep Romello Height and keep David Bailey out of your backfield. I think those are going to be your keys to your offense, is make sure you keep those two dudes as far away from Dante Moore as possible.
Text in 503-864-6326. I'll get to some of your thoughts. And on the YouTube chat, it is it's active today. Speaking of the YouTube chat, they're trying to find out which fan personality has the biggest, hold on, let me finish.
Okay, keep going.
And also that there's no debate on that. I mean, come on. Who is the, biggest bandwagon fan personality as far as who their teams are? And I'm trying to think about it. I think I might have an idea of who it would be. But we might have to like power rank this in the last hour of the show.
That person's been trying to suck people into that trap for months.
Who has? The YouTube chat?
Yeah, that particular person.
Okay, because they're going back and forth. They're trying to, because they're also learning about us over these last couple days. They're trying to find out our fandoms and how that stacks up in the rankings there. I think I might have an idea of who it could be, though.
Let's hear it.
Well, we'll do that in the last hour. I want to stick on this Ducks, Texas Tech. Ducks are practicing right now. Just saw a picture a little bit. They are on the practice field as we speak, getting ready for the Orange Bowl game on New Year's Day. But we'll get to some of your thoughts. Text 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. You can also jump on Twitter. Get at us at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H-3, at TaylorMade503, or at the fans' Twitter account, 1051TheFan. Get to that next here. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor edition, Fan Sports Network. Talking Texas Tech, Oregon Ducks.
Finally.
On the YouTube chat, though, someone says Swag's just mad because he is the consensus number one in the bandwagon fan personality rank.
That's not true. Now you're trolling.
Second behind Dusty, someone says. Someone put Danny as number two. Number three. Yeah, we're going to really have to think that we got to build like a graph of some sort to be able to, like, so that way we can put each of the teams. Because also we have some fan personalities that are fans of teams and then they don't have any fan affiliation to some leagues. Like, I know Suk likes the Red Wings. He likes the Mets, but, like, he doesn't have an NFL team. He is a BYU alum, played for them, obviously, but doesn't really care if they win or not. So it
does,
like,
but he's not diehard. He doesn't live and die with it.
Yeah. Right, right. So,
when your team isn't Oregon,
I mean, it's definitely not him if you're a Mets fan. Like, so I mean,
I'm a UNLV alums, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I've always wondered this because I know that you went to Western Oregon and UNLV.
Were you there during the TARC?
I was not.
What's the timeline? And where'd the degree come from?
So that's UNLV.
Okay, so the
I
degree...
went to Western Oregon from 2001 until 2003.
Okay, go Wolves.
I left after my sophomore year, and then my family moved to Vegas.
Okay.
And so after, this is during my freshman year of college. So sophomore year, I was just like kind of alone here. Things were going really, really weird in Monmouth, Oregon. It's like, yeah, let me get out of here. So moved to Vegas, and I went to Southern Nevada Community College initially. And then from there, I went to UNLV, and that's where the communications came from.
You went into the transfer portal.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha. They got you from the JUCO.
Yeah, to the big leagues.
Gotcha.
And so, but great decision to make. At that time, this is when Western Oregon was training police officers on campus. I'm sure it's a much different place now, but at that time in 2000, 2001 was not the most...
Monmouth wasn't a very accepting town back in the day.
It was not, unfortunately. Shout out to all my people from Monmouth and everything that I may actually ran into one of my old buddies at the Blazer game, at the Celtic game the other day, and it was great to see him from Monmouth. But yeah, it didn't have the most awesome time in Monmouth, Oregon.
Well, they're a bunch of party poopers, man. They're trying to, I mean, they're giving out MIPs like candy.
How about this? How about this, Swag? And you'll know this. They were a dry town when I got there.
So they were one of the last dry towns.
They're not anymore, but they were from that time.
They were still holding on to their values.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So you had to go to Independence, which is 5 minutes away, a 4 minute drive.
Yeah.
To go get like booze or anything, but if you got caught with it,
the closest spot you get beer or wine or anything.
Oh, I remember we had a couple buddies that went.
Wasn't there a Dairy Queen right next to the liquor store?
There's a Dairy Queen right over there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, right. So, and a McDonald's that I got sick at once, so I didn't eat McDonald's for like 10 years.
I had a couple friends that went to Western, and so, you know, ages 19, 20. Went down there a couple times to party, and there was one time that the police showed up and they took everything.
I mean everything. Yeah, they come in and take it all. Like they make sure the party's over. Like they're not just gonna shut it down and say, yeah, everybody go home. They're like, nope, we'll take this, we'll take this. One time I watched them break every bottle and stuff, like into a garbage can. Like seriously, watch all the stuff crash. It was like, that's crazy to sit and watch them do it. So on top of being a dry town, they trained police officers there. Parties were shut down by 9:15, 9:20.
It was quiet
every night. So unless you were kicking it in your dorm, like you weren't really kicking it like that. Vegas was definitely a nice transition. For sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. So go running Rebs. Yeah, I see your quarterback's transferred though, Anthony Calandria.
Yeah, I know. That kind of sucks. Bummer. You know, that really sucks. But he deserves to be somewhere. Like UNLV is as good as they've been these past couple years, because they have been really good in football the last couple years. They just can't get over that BYU hump.
He's going to look good in green and yellow, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, I'll take it. I know how good he is, so give him some of that Oregon talent around him, please. He could be great.
Nah, we got to shoot higher for that. We only get transfer quarterbacks from the Power 4 schools. We don't.
Like Dylan Raiola?
No, I think we'll be good on that. He can
no.
He
there's rumors.
If I was a Duck fan, I would hope they pass on that.
I would too.
I do too. I do not want him anywhere near Eugene.
I don't know. I for the life of me can't figure out the hype around that kid. I really can't.
I mean, he looks like, or quote unquote, looks like Patrick Mahomes. So
he doesn't play like Patrick.
No,
Mahomes.
He doesn't. I think this thing. He looks like Patrick. So yeah.
Well, you definitely don't want him because
he doesn't at all.
Because as soon as he comes back and plays, he's gonna tear his ACL on purpose because Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL. Well, so, and he needs to mimic everything he does. So I mean, he goes to Eugene first game. There goes that knee.
Well, here's a fun game. Like there are some transfer. The quarterbacks in the transfer portal, who would you want if you're Oregon or if you're...
Are we already going down that road? I don't know. Maybe I'm naive. Yes, he's likely, if he comes out, could be a top five NFL pick. But the route and the way that he has gone about things since going to UCLA, I'm not 100% convinced he's just going to... Well, everybody's projecting me there, so I'll go. He has said on a number of occasions, I'm still just 20 years old.
Well,
it's not like he was Bo Nix and, you know, halfway to retirement by the time he got done with college.
True. I'm glad you brought this up because it was on my show sheet about transfer news.
Until he has a press conference or I see the cryptic Twitter, Instagram post saying thank you for everything, you know, Duck Nation, blah, blah,
or
blah, blah, blah.
Unfollows the Ducks on his Instagram. That's how you know.
No, I don't think you'll. No, if you go, you don't end the Duck stuff. But
hopefully not.
I'm not 100% convinced it's a foregone conclusion. It is hard to pass up, and nobody would blame him if he gets done however long the college football playoff run goes and checks with, you know, all of the information and agents and all of those sorts of things. They said, yeah, you're going to go top five no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not convinced that he's...
Well, if you look...
Especially looking at who's going to be drafting a quarterback that's going to be picking in the top five. Not that somebody wouldn't trade up to get him, but I'm not sold it's a foregone conclusion yet.
Well, I'm with you, especially if you look at the tea leaves of some transfers/who's staying for Oregon. You had Poncho, the center for the Oregon Ducks, announced that he will be coming back next year and returning to Oregon. And as far as transfer outs, Austin Novosad, who was reportedly in competition for the starting quarterback gig at the beginning of the year, which I never thought was the case, he will be transferring out from the Oregon program. So when you look at Poncho coming back, Austin Novosad leaving, already announcing that he is going to enter the transfer portal. Evan Stewart's coming back next year. Obviously, he's got, you know, the extra year now because of the injury. You're going to have another year to Corian Moore. You got the two talented freshman running back and De'Aaron Hill and Jordan Davison. They're going to have to rebuild the offensive line a little bit because you got Pregnon, Harkey, and World. They're all seniors. They're all going to be leaving. I mean, I don't know. I'm definitely with Swag. It's like, if I'm looking at the tea leaves and reading into things a little bit, and Dante Moore and Oregon opens up the bag and says, like, hey, we'll give you another however much million dollars to come back next year and run this back. I don't see why it would be a wise decision to go to the Raiders or the Jets with the first or third pick or whatever.
The only reason I could see him actually doing that is if they win the national championship, right? If they get a chance, then I can see him.
And just lights the world on fire.
I see him being like, all right, I've done what I came to college to do. And then, honestly, guys, like, being a top pick in the draft is one thing. Being the top pick in the draft, being the number one pick in the draft, changes everything. And so I don't see him going to be a top 15 pick. I do see him going to say, if they're saying you're going to be the top pick in the draft, gone.
Well, I mean, you've got just about every mock draft is throwing him out as a top five pick. You got Mel Kiper already doing his thing.
His hair.
I like the way he spins it. He's got great poise. He's a great quarterback. He's got great control. Drops it in the bucket. I really like what I see from Dante Moore.
If Kiper's telling you it's a good idea, don't believe it. It's a bad idea. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to put my money on it now, I say he's coming back. I don't think
I would bet on it
with
too.
With the Poncho news and Novosad saying I'm out of here. I mean, I feel like there are conversations that are had behind closed doors that those guys aren't making those decisions without knowing what's happening next year with Dante.
We have to break. And I know for me, it was the Novosad thing. When Novosad decided he was transferring, that let me know that, okay, he's not waiting anymore, and he knows that Dante Moore is going to be the guy again next year.
Let's take a break. Like I said before this segment, get to some of your thoughts on this Texas Tech-Oregon matchup. We're going to get into it more tomorrow for sure, but let's get into it a little bit more with your thoughts on the text line, 503-864-6326, and on the YouTube chat. Do that next here on Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Rashad and I talking about our New Year's plan. You know, without saying it, Rashad's going to have himself a good time.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Rashad's going to have himself a good time.
A lot of fun. Not drinking anymore, though. That kind of sucks. Yeah. I only got one kidney now, swag, so I kind of, you know, got to protect it best I can.
Ah, who needs it?
Right?
Who needs two?
Yeah. Apparently, you don't need two. Just
yeah,
one.
Literally. Yeah, that's just anatomy one. 101.
But so, yeah, got to take care of the one, though.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time.
I think so.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time. I'm trying to figure. I actually got to text my buddy today.
Lemon pepper wings?
Oh, yeah. If I get a chance, maybe some steak bites. I don't think they got lemon pepper wings at A-Crop.
Hey, up for sale.
Up for sale, by the way.
I saw, man.
You got $2 million in the pocket?
I do not. I can help find it, though. Like, I mean, I'll do anything to keep that investors. Portland establishment open, man. Had a lot of nice nights at A-Crop.
Yeah, I haven't been there in
a long time. Me and my wife went, like, 2 years ago, and it was cool. Just had some steak bites, and
I think the last time
boobs.
I went there, great time, and then ventured over across the parking lot to, at the time, the Casa Diablo 2.
There you go.
That was an experience.
So, went to Casa Diablo on Halloween last year.
Oh, boy.
You know, I kept telling my wife, because we were always like, man, do something fun. Go to a bar that's different. And it's like, I know a place that could be kind of okay if you're okay with it. And she was like, oh, I'll check it out. Casa Diablo, for those of you who don't know, it's in the kind of the Northwest Industrial area. Yo.
Not far from here.
It's a vegan space, too. So if you're going for wings or anything, they don't have any lemon pepper wings. They might have some lemon pepper cauliflower
wings
or something like that.
Vegan chicken wings
but
or something.
Yeah, Casa, don't go to Casa Diablo if you're not with, what's the word I'm looking for? Full participation, I suppose.
Oh, you got to be able to put some things in some places.
I mean, they'll ask politely if it's okay to do certain stuff, but like,
hey, consent, man.
Yeah, it's definitely not like your typical strip club where the strippers be at.
So on the text line back to this Ducks text, I know we want to continue this conversation.
Yeah, right.
Diablo,
we can go a little further.
I'm sorry. Someone's saying that according to PFF, Texas Tech has the 3 highest graded players in this game, all in their front 7.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that is a text on the text line, so it must be true.
I can imagine.
And I think I did see that graphic somewhere.
Yeah, I can imagine it's height, it's Bailey.
Rodriguez.
And yeah, Rodriguez probably.
Yeah. No, that's why you want to talk about keys to the game, you know, the classic keys to the game that every game has. I mean, it's stopping this front 7, this defensive unit for Texas Tech, and being ready, being disciplined, communicating. Luckily, you're not playing in, you know, a raucous environment. You're not down in Lubbock. You're not having tortillas thrown at you. So you should be able to communicate on the front line, offensive line, to be able to know your spots, know your zones, know who you're picking up. 55's the mic.
Who do you anticipate will have more fans at this game? I would venture to say Texas, just Texas Tech, just because it's obviously closer than Oregon.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll be a decided advantage one way or the other.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty even split. Because, I mean, Texas Tech, Lubbock is not a crazy big town. I mean, it is a college town, and I just wonder how far and wide Texas Tech fans are and compared to Oregon. It will probably be about the same. I think that those fan bases actually are both kind of the same, but This is what I'm saying, though, about this matchup as far as, like, Texas Tech. Like, you got that oil money. You got a lot of transfers. You bought a lot of players to come over this year. They're pretty high on their own supply right now, and I'm not having it.
I mean, I would be, too. If I played as well as they have, if I've beaten the teams they have, if my defense is as stout as it is, I would probably be feeling myself a little bit, too. I think the biggest thing is they haven't won against a team as dynamic as Oregon. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing. The offensively, defensively, special teams, like, they're going to be really tested. And so we're going to see exactly how good this defense is once they go against a real offense and another real defense and stuff. So we'll definitely see.
Someone bringing up, I'm not trolling, but any concern that Oregon couldn't run the ball against UW? I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of concern.
Bit. Now, they sold out against the run.
Yeah. No, it was definitely... They had two things on their defensive checklist. Do not let Kenyon Sadiq beat us. Do not let that run game beat us. And so, yeah, 100%.
Did Whittington sit that one? Somebody didn't. The Ducks didn't have all their running backs. I know that.
I don't think Whittington was out. I just don't think he had a very big game. I think he only had like 4 carries that day. I mean, they kept that run game in check, plain and simple. I wouldn't say there's concern because I righted the ship against James Madison. I don't think you can take a whole lot from the James Madison game. And you want to talk about just a clear difference on the field. It was that Oregon offense versus that James Madison defense.
No, I just think it's going to be, like I said, I'm sure they had ample time. Part of the coaching staff was working ahead to Texas Tech, getting prepared. And how do they, can they decipher, all of the different stunts, twists, schemes, zone blitzes, whatever that front seven is going to do, figure out how to take advantage of it. And, what do they have to do with that offensive line? As talented as it is, can they outsmart them and out-scheme them to create the lanes? And like I said, I think there's a lot of different things Will Stein can do, using split backs, obviously with Kenyon Sadiq, getting him involved in the running game in some capacity, because their linebackers are talented, but they're not massive.
No.
Sadiq's bigger, I think, than all their linebackers.
Yeah, it's going to be a mismatch for Sadiq, on the field a lot of times.
So how do you get him matched up one-on-one with guys in space?
Yeah, and even using Sadiq as like a decoy at certain points, just to kind of almost the way, I don't know if you noticed the way San Francisco's been trying to use Christian McCaffrey at certain points, just use him as a decoy, run him this way, get a double team, and then all of a sudden you can throw it another way to somebody that's a little more open. I think it's going to be by committee. It's not going to be just one running back who does it. It's got to be Whittington. It's got to be Davidson. It's got to be Hill. It's got to be Lamar. Like, all of these guys,
they
got to
make
the ones.
Texas Tech defend the entire 53 and a third yards width of the field. If they're able to, if Texas Tech is able to cut the field in halves or thirds, that's how they can bottle up the Ducks offense.
Well, this is, and someone, said it on the YouTube chat as far as Dante Moore. It's like, don't turn the ball over. Don't throw any dumb interceptions, which, go figure, but it's true. It's just like you have the pieces offensively that if you want to bracket and double coverage Kenyon Sadiq, okay, then I'll go to, at this point, Malik Benson.
Weapons,
how great has he been playing? I'll go to, if DeCorey Moore is fully healthy, I'll go to him. I'll go to Gary Bryant. I'll hand it off to two of my freshman running backs, or I'll give it to Noah Winnett. I mean, it's like, as long as Dante Moore plays a clean, disciplined game, the moment isn't too big for him. And you've had also moments this year that were big for him. I mean, that Penn State game, I know Penn State, they finished the year, it was 7-6 or whatever with the bowl game win, But at that time, that game was huge. That was a crazy environment, 110,000 at Happy Valley. I mean, that was a huge moment where he showed up and delivered. End of the game against Iowa. That ball he dropped into the pocket, huge. End of the game at Washington, when Washington cut it to a one-score game, and then he hits Malik Benson over the middle. Benson turns on the Jets, game over. Moore had many moments this year where he stepped up. The one time he didn't step up, it was against Indiana. That was a huge game. That was against the best team they played all year. And that's where this is one of those, like, what are you going to get? Are you going to get the Indiana performance, or are you going to get those moments of him stepping up and delivering in the moments that he needs to? I can't wait. I want it to be 9 o'clock on New Year's Day so bad. I've never wanted to wake up that early on New Year's Day
ever.
More in my
ever.
Life. Yeah, I cannot wait. If you are going to watch the game, come on down to Grand Central Bowl. We're doing a watch party. The fan will be there. We're opening early. We're opening the joint early at Grand Central Bowl on 8th and Morrison, Southeast 8th and Morrison. Stick around after the show because Jordan Schultz and I will be there for the Dick Cannon Dealership post-game scoreboard show. More details, head to the events page at 1051thefan.com. Hour number four coming up. It is time for my continued list of top sports moments of 2025, 10 through 6. We also do have the mail sack coming up, so get those questions in. We have had a couple come in on the text line, but start sending in your mail sack questions. We will pull those. Maybe do this fan personality bandwagon power ranking. Maybe get to that.
I'm good with it.
Also have some maybe some NFL stuff to get to as well. Loaded the final hour here on Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday Edition, Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.